Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, what up, Rhett?
What's up, Brother B?
Not much, man. Just trying to get it together. What up, everybody? It is Big Rhett and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Hope all is well with everyone. How you doing, Rhett?
I'm good. Just relaxing right now. Ready to get on with this show. Get it popping.
So, waiting for my coffee, my cappuccino to kick in.
Cappuccino, cappuccino.
Yeah, it's not kicking in. I'm not kicking in at all. Yeah, I'm not liking that.
You should have put a shot up in there.
Yeah, maybe a shot of some rum or something like that. Irish cream.
That's what I mean.
But no doubt. So, you know, before we get into the show, there's a couple of things I gotta get off my chest real quick.
No problem.
I know they say ignorance is bliss, but I mean, really. Some people just really got to take it to the next level. I mean, what I'm saying, it just kind of goes into everything that, we'll be talking about tonight, our whole, title of the show. I mean, some things, you try to make sense of things. And I don't know why, because there's some things that just don't make sense or that are beyond logic or reason. But for some reason, people just try to justify it anyway or try to make some type of sense out of it, I guess, to maybe find your own peace of mind. I mean, I don't know.
Makes them sleep good at night, or whatever helps them sleep good at night, I'll tell you that.
I mean, I guess because, there's a lot of things going on that don't have to be going on. People just really have lost this sense of courteousness. I mean, if it was ever really around. But I do believe at one point, it was out there. It was there. Like, there was a time where, logic and reason, really mattered. Being courteous, to one another really mattered, despite a tragedy happening or something like that. But, I mean, sometimes as soon as you step out, people step out the door, I was like, damn, why did I even come outside today?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but these humans make shit bad, man. And there's just really no need. I'm driving on the road and, I may switch a lane and then somebody wants to switch a lane too and they want to ride all up on you. And I'm like, yo, wait, I'm not racing. Some people just want to, like, okay, I may be doing a little bit of speed, but I'm not racing. They're racing. Everybody wants to be all competitive. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can do this better, or I'm going to do that better, or I'm going to be faster, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be stronger, I'm going to be whatever. Like, yo, man, just stop. Like, just stop.
But you have to blame that on social media. It's the society and social media, not to cut you off, but, that's what it is. It's society now. Everything, we say it all the time, we live in a generation of, like the microwave generation. Everything has to be right now, right this second. Like you said, you see people driving. They want to pass you, and especially if you're not even on a highway, you're driving on a regular street. there's going to be a stoplight sooner or later. So you driving just to get to the stoplight to be in the same place that I'm going to be at the same time?
Exactly.
They don't see it that way.
Everybody's like in a rush. Everybody, it's just ridiculous. You're in the store, you're on the line somewhere, somebody just want to jump the line. Like, yo, what are you doing? You like, you didn't see somebody
Absolutely.
Standing there? Like, I don't know. Like, yo, man.
Nope.
Yo, things are just really, just gotten out of control. But once again, that's going to, like, lead into our topic for tonight because, yeah. I got a few things that, you know, really get off. So, once again, it is the menu. The Big Red and Brother D on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Now, I'm going to read something. Not to sound extra over, you know, over religious, but, you know, I got to read, you know, something because, you know, of course, I did pick, you know, the title of this show, you know, as a comparison to events from years ago or have said, you know, are said to have happened. So I just want to read this. So this is Revelation 18 from New King James, you know, chapter 18 from the New King James Version. The fall of Babylon the Great. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean, hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Do you kind of see why I went there with this title?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the show tonight?
Yes. Yes, I do.
As America, has it been made? Has America been made great yet? Is it still in the process of being made great? Like, I mean, I don't think it was ever great. I mean, some people would like to differ, but my thing is, like, you know, yeah.
No.
This is starting to become one of the shithole countries that this dude was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries are laughing at America. America is no longer this place of respect. I mean, some people, once again, would beg to differ. The sentiment, whether you watch news or you just speak to people, you know, where the hell is this country at? Where are we going? So we have the issue of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And we have surpassed 200,000 people that have died. And we have someone sitting in the White House downplaying it like it's not serious. Making it seem like it's, you know, just like, you know, oh, you know. Like I was watching some of the news and he was just sitting up there saying like, you know, not a lot of young people have died of it, you know, whatever. Like, dude, like, are you?
Yeah, he's very nonchalant, like, insensitive. Very insensitive.
Very, very disrespectful to those that have lost children, husbands, wives, you know, sons, daughters, you know, and family members, period. Very disrespectful. Mm. And,
that's why I don't listen to him. I can't.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't, but sometimes, you know, you got to let a fool be a fool. And a lot of things that he's saying, you know, I see people rallying behind him, especially this whole debate thing of like, you know, black people voting for Trump. And my thing is this, how do you vote for a hypocritical liar?
But my thing
is, I mean,
this.
The same, What's up?
Yeah, right. He's a hypocritical liar, but my thing is this. To me, it's like, I'm starting to feel like how a lot of the young people are feeling. What choice do we have? Why am I going to vote and it's going to be the same thing whether I vote for him or if, you know, Biden and Biden went? It's like, it's going to be the same thing. It's like, it feels like nothing's really going to change. It's like we're trying to make a change, but it's like, it's null and void. It's not, it's like nothing is working. That's how they feel, and that's how it starts to feel. It's like like they're being defeated, kind of. But
well,
it's like,
I mean,
if you vote for him, I'll say it is. At least you know, I mean, you know what you're getting, or you know what you got already, because we didn't have, what, how many years we didn't have this man already?
Almost 4 years.
4 years.
Almost
4 years.
It
feels like more.
Yeah, but true. But see, why stay in the bad relationship?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. We keep
digging into
ourselves
another bad relationship.
In situation. Exactly. And some things is just not our fault. I mean, you know, I mean, listen, once again, I'm not big on the news, but, you know, allegedly, you know, there's this whole thing where CIA has done an assessment, and they say that, you know, Russia will be influencing, you know, the campaign against Biden. Listen. Like, you never, like, all the years I've been on this earth, you never really heard of anybody tampering with the whole voting thing, or
right,
there's
absolutely
been influences of other countries. Now, all of a sudden, I think it started with Bush, the Bush war.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, no, that wasn't even that. That wasn't outside influence. That was basically inside. But now, this guy gets in the office, and now all of a sudden, it's oh, well, you know, Russia. That's all you hear about. But what about America?
Exactly.
The country,
like,
that you're the president over. Like, what about America? What about Americans?
I don't get it.
You know, I don't get it either. And I guess there's some things is like you just don't want to get, because you can't make sense out of stupidity. I think
absolutely
it's hard for a lot of people who still hold common sense close, you know, are trying to make sense of things, and they really can't, because how, you know, there's so many people that believe in this guy. There's so many people that believe, you know, he's the truth, he's the light, he's the way. Like, they really, there's people
but I don't
out there
know
that
how
really believe.
Well,
because, man, they're lost. They're lost. I mean, come on,
yeah,
man. We've all read some of the facts, you know. Yeah, well, most of the people that vote for him, they don't really have the greatest educational level. You know, I mean, that was just something that was said in some of the stats. Am I wrong, K-Dog?
Nope. Let me just say this. Hey, what's up, everybody? Before I
what's
begin,
up, K-Dog? Brother,
greetings and salutations. Sorry, Brother B, I have to bite that from you, bro.
Nah, it's all good, brother. Come on now. You know how we do.
Let me just say is that the election of 2016, and I've said this on the Absolute Truth Show many times, people slipped up, okay? And I'm talking about both party lines, both Republican and Democrats. Both of them slipped up big time. How the hell is it, okay? And I'm not saying America's the perfect country. I'm not going to say that it was ever great, given the history of America. How is it that you allowed someone who never held political office, who never was in the military, who was a businessman with failed businesses, who grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth, who had everything given to him, and allow him to win this election? And you know what was weird about this? Let me tell you. I saw disaster from the night of that election, because people were just like, oh yeah, Trump. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, keep chanting and saying yeah, make America great again, yeah. And you know what's even worse, people, is that I saw some of our people cheering. Now, I'm not saying, okay, you have a right to be for who you want to be, but then after, look at the way he ran that campaign. Who was he firing up? Was he pertaining to us? Nope. As a matter of fact, he fired up his base with a lot of white nationalism that I saw from the beginning. White nationalism, because what was the first thing he said in his campaign? He said that the first thing we're going to do is get rid of these illegal immigrants that are coming here. True.
Yep.
Although under President Obama, there were a lot of deportations, but what he did was just say bluntly, let's make America great again. Did you hear the language that he was saying, make America great again?
Of course.
And then talking about the deportation of the Mexicans, it's like he had a vendetta on it, and it's just like putting something on them, like how they do with 9/11 or all Muslims, or all they do is, you know, they're ready to do this and ready to do it. It's like, come on, yeah, they're all terrorists. Like, come on.
And you know what else? It's like he had a strong following, and the sad part is the people that could have voted against him decided not to. Everybody just sat down and just, oh, well, we don't need to vote. We don't need to vote. The next day, oops. I'm like, yeah, you did a big oops, because I'll never forget
they didn't think he was going to win.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He was going to win.
And that's the sad part about it. Nobody took it seriously. Nobody took voting seriously. And I'm saying this all around the board. People who sit there, the president, first up, you understand U.S. government on how the government works. There's three branches in the U.S. government. Three branches, not one branch, three branches. So by you sitting at home and not voting, what do you think is going to happen? The wrong person gets in, and that's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
America got caught with their pants down. You know, after you finish using the bathroom, pardon me for talking about using the bathroom. You finish using the toilet. What's the first thing you do after you finish wiping your ass? You pull your pants up. But America done used the bathroom and forgot to pull their pants up and didn't even flush.
Walk right out the stall. Walk right out.
And walked right out the stall, you know what happens when you walk out the stall and you leave everything in there. Guess what? It leaves behind a bad odor.
But you know what I think it was? I think it was they were so, you know, everybody was so hateful of Obama being in office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody, you know, a lot of people took issue, you know, like black people took issue because he didn't become the savior for black people.
Right.
White people took issue because, well, those type of white people took issue because he was black.
Because he was black, period. Right.
There's some, you know, Spanish people, Indian people, you know, Asian people that took issue because he was black, or they felt he didn't do enough to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you said before, K-Dog, the whole thing is, he's the president of a country, not of a people.
Exactly. I said this last
time. And he was supposed to do his job how he's going to do his job. And, of course, we already know that there's a lot of people that have tried to thwart him from doing his job.
Exactly.
And, what I find so interesting is how people eat their words.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Like, then we wonder why, you know, disrespect is at an all-time high. There's no courtesy. Everybody's mad and hating each other because you got someone in office. You got a bunch of people in these top positions that say one thing and do another. You're a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, you do.
So how do you expect people to respect you? when it comes down to pick, when they, this whole thing with the, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, rest in peace to her, dying.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now they're trying to fill the seat before the election. But then at the same time, back in 2016, everybody was like, no, the next president should choose, the next president should do this, the next president
mm-hmm.
do this. But now all of a sudden everybody turned around and they're saying something different. And I'm like, wow. And there are people that are actually voting for these liars. There are people that are voting
yeah.
for these hypocrites. There are people that are supporting this type of BS. So what does that really say about people? What does that say about them? What does that say about, I guess, humanity as a whole?
Yeah.
They're sheep.
Because once again,
I'll
everybody else was sitting back laughing, laughing at this country, laughing at
yes,
the leaders, laughing because they talk about the, you know, they're really putting the politics behind the politicians.
No, you're right about that, because you know what they did? When this man went into office, when he won and he went into office, first thing he did as soon as he got in, he started signing legislation left and right. And guess what else happened that was messed up? The fact that you had these groups out there who were proud of this, who actually, one of them actually said it, and I saw the video, hail Trump, hail victory, throwing the Nazi sign up. And they were just like happy. They were like, yeah, we in. And you know what? I said, there it goes. I'm like, here it comes. Oh, we're about to, oh, things are about to get really interesting. Then we see what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, when the white nationalists were holding their rallies and the counter protesters were protesting against them. What happened? Disaster struck, where
yep.
one of them got into their cars and ran right into the protesters, killing one of the killing a young woman
peace,
who was
peace,
protesting.
Peace,
what's up? Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
And
that was
like,
yep.
Like, I don't understand, like that's the type, like, that none of that happens, you know, none of that was happening before, like, that's horrible. And now it's all over the place. Like, these things are happening everywhere.
Yeah.
What's up, Ron? But you know what?
Please,
though,
please,
that's,
please,
you know,
please,
I'm
please,
glad you, but please, brother. The thing I don't
hey,
get
peace,
is man. How did you notice how they swept that so quick under the rug?
Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
he actually
they
said
so
there was good,
quick under the rug.
He said they were good people. He said he kept on saying they were good people.
Yeah,
they
were good
that's,
people.
Okay. Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse was good people too. And you know what? They swept that whole kid situation. You don't even care about that shit.
Oh hell no.
You hear about it.
Oh hell no. You ain't gonna hear about that.
So now I believe it's Wisconsin. I believe so. Where they're bracing for impact because, you know, the outcome of what's gonna happen with these six cops.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
to Breonna Taylor, so that, yeah, so they're waiting. But my thing is this. Why brace for impact? If you know you're
why?
Wrong.
Exactly, because they broke into that. They broke into how they did not announce that they were cops, first up. They never said
but
they were cops.
But with a no-knock warrant, you don't have to. But you
I
know
don't
the
think
problem
it was,
it was the
it
intel.
Was, I don't think it was a no-knock. I thought it was a health check. It
no,
warrant.
It was a no. It was a no-knock warrant.
No-knock. And you know what they did? They broke when they were breaking down the door. Now, mind you, her boyfriend is a licensed gun owner. A licensed gun owner. He pulls out his gun. Now I'm sure for those of you who are gun owners, I'm not sure how many of you are gun owners, but what do you do when you see someone breaking into your door and they have no
You ain't even
got to
ask, brother.
You
ain't even got
to
ask.
First thing you're going to do, you're going to draw your gun and be like, all right, hey, I'm going to go to work. They ain't breaking into my house.
Right, exactly.
He shot, and those cops fired into that. Then they broke in. They shot
blindly.
They shot her.
And
they
you know what? Not to cut you off, okay, but you know what? And they probably knew that, too. I would not be surprised if they knew that. Like, they already had that knowledge.
And they
well,
try to
know,
pin
you know,
it on the boyfriend.
I wouldn't even be surprised if they already knew that.
Yeah, and you know what
I mean,
did.
You know
they,
what?
They try to pin it on the boyfriend. They try to pin it on him to say that. They asked him a question. Oh, Are you a licensed gun owner? Have you ever been arrested? Have you ever did this to cover up what they did?
They already know.
Mm-hmm.
They already listen. They already know. The whole thing is this: they had to do damage control.
Mm-hmm.
Damage control just had to be done. But yeah, Ron, it was a no-knock warrant. It wasn't a house check. They got some bad intel. Matter of fact, one of the detectives, like we was talking about the other night, one of the detectives actually lied on the paperwork to try to get the judge, you know, to sign it because they were doing a few no-knock warrants that night. And the thing is, they wound up, the guy that they were looking for, somebody else, they already had him in custody. Somebody else already picked him up. So my thing is, as much as people want to try to say, well, you don't know the job of being a cop, you don't know how stressful it is and this, that, and the third, it's like, you know what, sometimes you create your own stress. And the thing is, if stress is not something that you can eat and piss out, then maybe it's not for you. Like, I'm tired of the excuses. Like, this country has become one big fucking excuse. Everybody's making excuses for something. It's like, oh, well, you know, you got to make it this. Like, well, if maybe if he didn't resist or she didn't resist, she wouldn't have died. Resisting has nothing to do with it. It's the intent of the individual that has the best. Sir, that lady that threw that bottle at that black woman that was jogging, listen, there was no excuse for that, but somebody's going to make an excuse that, well, maybe if she shouldn't have been in that area, it wouldn't have happened.
Or that she's crazy.
Everything is okay. Yeah, but it is crazy. Everything is okay for something. That's why I'm still waiting for this country to be great. I mean, to me, it never was, but I guess to some, the chaos that's going on, all the lies, all the hate, I guess this is great to them because I guess this is what they feel America is and what it's all about.
Yeah, right, it's supposed to be like that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know? So.
I guess they feel supposed to be like this because you know what? It's getting back into, it's like getting back into a control.
Yeah,
I mean, freedom is getting back into control. Like, oh, this is how we now we can control certain people, or we can control the Negroes, we can control these people, we can control, you know, and especially, I mean, like I said, they're zoning in on us. So, of course, it's a control thing. So that's where to make America great again. Make America great again because now we can have control over everybody again.
They always had control. It's just some white boys that ain't connected to that money thinking they ain't got control. But the ones that got the wealth, ones that make the wealth, they know about the control, chaos and all that. They create the chaos to throw you off. But they, you know, throughout the chaos, somebody controls it. Controls chaos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, never think that it's fucked up for you, but it ain't fucked up for them.
Oh, of course,
right.
Actually,
I get that
because they know what they're doing. They exactly know what they're doing. But like I said, it's interesting how people. Oh, America, America, this, America, that, America, 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 this.
It never was great. Never was great.
Never was. And right
wasn't
now,
great
listen,
for, wasn't great for us. With the motherfuckers coming over from India, getting got good credit and shit, coming to Saudi Arabia, coming up from the Baltic countries in Germany and Russia, great for them. You know, they come over here and take care of business. They don't come over here and get caught up in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how the Mexicans get over. A lot of Mexicans don't have good credit, but they got numbers. You know what I mean? They got numbers.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it was just like,
I mean. To me, I'm sorry. That was Louisville, Kentucky, with the Breonna. Taylor.
That was in Louisville, Kentucky.
You know, my thing is, we sit back and we allow a lot of stuff to happen, and think that somebody's gonna like fix it. And there's certain things you just can't fix unless you're willing to step in and make the changes on your own. Listen, the less of the evils, they're both evils, but the less of it,
we have to roll with it.
Yeah,
no, unless you choose not to vote.
Go ahead and choose not to.
Okay,
I mean, it's like
Ron is crazy. Ron is crazy.
I mean, what can we do?
I mean,
no matter, you know what, no matter what we do,
evil,
the
evil is
the narrative.
Let me tell you something. Evil has never served us any good, especially somebody else's evil. You know what I mean?
This
you're dealing with somebody else's. You dealing with somebody else's own evil. So you saying the less of two evil is still evil. And if you're voting for evil, you're just as crazy as me. I'm like.
I get that.
But the whole thing is to that vote that you don't exercise.
They know who's gonna be president. They know who's gonna be president already. They're doing the horse and pony show for you. You and others who don't know. And you know what I mean? That's what politics is about. All you need is three people. All you need is three people in your state. This is the excessive amount of big government. The governor, you don't need all those mayors. The governor and the assemblyman. The assemblyman or the congressman or major congressman of your state, boom. You don't need a mayor and an assemblyman and a councilman and all these motherfuckers. The government, that's bullshit. Like the lady that comes ring my bell. The lady that comes ring my bell. She's very nice. She's a very nice, sexy lady. She comes ring my bell. She's a census chick. I only let her in because she looked good. You know what I mean? But I'm like, you want some more ugly bitty? You want some more ugly bitty? I'd be like, no, get out of here. So she comes in and it's like, I told her, don't come to my door. I'm going to let you in, but don't come to my door. You dig what I'm saying? And she comes, ding, ding. I said, what the fuck? I told you, don't come to my door. You know what I mean? And then she's like, you always yelling. You always yelling. So I open the door. I said, okay. I'm sorry I yelled at you. But I have a big red sign on my door. It says, no solicitations whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? And you have to respect that. I let you in because I'm being nice. And you're a nice-looking person. You know what I mean? I told her straight up. And it's just like, well, she said, why don't you want to do the census? I said, because I don't believe in it. They know that we poor. They gave you a job to come around and ask motherfuckers for some shit they all did. I said, what you want me to put it in writing? That I'm poor? That I'm broke? That I live in a fucked up neighborhood? What the fuck? You think they don't know already? They just do shit just to keep you busy.
Well,
just to make you feel like you're poor so you can believe it. So you can believe in their system.
I believe that. With the COVID-19 thing, with this Rona thing, it's just I've been saying it from the beginning. And look how funny it is that the census and the Rona pop up at the same time. They know what the hell they're doing. They know what
I found interesting how the CDC is kind of backpedaling on some of their statements about the coronavirus, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's one where they claim to, you know, have said that we never really said that it was, you know, transmitted, you know, through the air and stuff like that. I'm like, but wait a minute, y'all said that months ago. That's why everybody running around wearing masks. That's why people went and, like, quarantined. Like, so now all of a sudden, you're backpedaling. You know, like I said, my reasoning for this topic tonight, it wasn't about, you know, anything being all sensational, but you know what? In my conversations in passing with some people, you know, everybody's just in this state of confusion to a certain degree. Just whether it be some are depressed, some are just like, yo, I don't know what the hell is going on. You know, some people are just tired. And, you know, it's basically just to, like, there's really no antidote to what this guy has started, because once he leaves out of office, it really doesn't mean that anything's going to change. If he leaves out of office, it doesn't mean anything's going to
change. Change don't come. Oh, yes,
yeah, I know what change is going to come, because, listen, we messed up right now. We're stupid.
Oh, no. No. I don't know how I'm going to get up there.
Should I start snapping my
in
fingers?
In the sky.
Yes.
It's been a long time.
Okay, all right. Listen. We got it.
I don't know what change. I don't know what change is going to happen, because guess what? Everything's messed up at this point. It's like there's nothing normal anymore. So it's like how are we going to get back to somewhat of a normal?
You got to make a change for yourself. That's it.
That's the thing. What he's saying right now.
You got to make a change for yourself. Because you know what? Ain't nobody going to change anything for you unless you're doing it for yourself. And I've said this before, and I don't care what anybody says, I say it again. We need to stop asking people to do things for us as a people. We need to do for our own self. In the famous words of James Brown, I don't need nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I can get it myself.
You got that right.
But even with that song, James Brown was a nigga that went and met Nixon. Richard Nixon was no better than Trump.
No, but still.
You know what I mean? And he's another guy. I'm black and I'm proud, but he got wild white women. You know what I mean? He's fucking white women. not to steal your thunder, but I hear what you're all right as far as doing it yourself.
How about this? In the words of Bobby Brown, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. I don't care how much crack he was smoking. He was right about that.
Another concern that I have moving forward into the, you know, we're going into fall, holidays or whatever coming up. There's a lot of people that lost their jobs. There's a lot of people that are probably going to be losing their jobs. You know, layoffs and, you know, things are coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
And it's like, what is this guy doing besides showboating for this election? Like, what are you doing to get people back working?
He wasn't doing nothing.
What are you doing to get people
He serves for the interest of the wealthy. And this is where it goes back to. America was built on the base of wealth. When the Jews did what they did in 1933, the Jews became the first lobbyists. They became the first lobbyists in 1933, 1932, 1935. They became the first lobbyists in America for another country. And that country was Germany. For them to take what they did in Palestine today, what they did in Israel today, in the last 60 years, 70 years, what they did there, they wanted to do in Germany. You dig what I'm saying? And once Hitler found out they was over there backdooring him, he screws on the motherfucker. They say Hitler was a bad dude. No. They had people who did their bidding, the lobbyists who are there, special interest groups that are there, that take these congressmen and senators out on. You've seen the movie? They take them out on trips. They wine and dine them just to get bills passed in their favor. How do you think the homo shit got passed in the last 15 years? The last 20 years. How do you think that homo shit got passed? That homo shit didn't get passed.
What, the gay rights?
Come on, yeah, the gay rights bill. They have lobbyists there, special interest motherfuckers out there. How do you think one of the biggest donors to campaign funds, left or right, Democrat or Republic, are indifferent, is the NRA. That's why the NRA won't go away. That's why gun rights shit won't go away. They got special
interest.
They got special interest groups with long paper, long money that are trying to not get certain bills passed. They don't even reach the floor. You understand what I'm saying? Because they got people there buying for their shit. Do you know that the NRA, the gun shit, has at least 5 states where they control, manipulate, no matter who's in office? Did you know this? Did you know that more ammunition and more guns are made in America than it is on any place in the world, even Russia itself? And you know, do you know a nigga or a Spanish dude that works for the ammunition company in America? There's about 50. There's about 50 gun companies in America. 50. That make big guns. And then some of them make parts, but some of them make parts
well, there
for
was,
China.
There,
some of them
was,
make,
there
some
was
of them
at
make
one
parts
point.
For, oh my
At
God.
One point, there was a black gun manufacturer, but they shut down a long time ago. I guess you know they probably you know they you know they tried to do what they do, but of course you know in the industry that's controlled by certain people, they made sure that you know they were you know quietly pushed out. But
yeah,
there was one years ago. But you know, like I said, I mean, my whole thing is once again, it's that direction of where things are going. Some people may care, some people may not. I mean, me on the other hand, like I said, I just, as much as I, you know, I wanted to do something else, I just had, like I said, get certain things off the chest because, you know, people are just being real assholes. Like I said, I can't stand the lying and the hypocritical stuff. I mean, I really, for a person that really doesn't watch the news, when I do see it, every time you turn around, it's a lie. Something that being said is a lie, it's a falsehood.
Politics.
And
that's politics, man. That's
politics. You know, I get it. I get it. No, I get that. But the thing is, we either we never had any humanity in us, or we're losing it.
No, it's
that's,
not
that's,
we.
You know what I'm saying?
No. It's them, fam. It's them. And that's why a lot of motherfuckers, let me tell you, the real power is in, you know, we on the right ball, but we ain't on the right track. The real power is in politics, but the real power is in numbers. Is in numbers. Is in numbers, and we're not together on anything, brother. What good is to go vote and you don't have no economical power? You don't have no financial power. You don't have no economical power. You don't have no community power. We don't control or manipulate or own anything in our community. We don't even have community. So what the fuck is the good to go vote? It's like a dead vote.
That's what I was
you're
saying all along.
I
feel
that too. Yeah,
you're just a number.
That.
You're just a number going
but,
to vote.
But,
that's my
but,
thing. That's
but,
my thing.
But,
it's like I'm not against voting,
you.
But I'm against the dead vote. It's a dead vote. You're just voting to confirm their numbers. That's another form of censorship. Okay, you believe the more dead votes that are given come election day. It's more to reaffirm that they got you under their spell. You believing in their bullshit. So you'll blindly vote for two motherfuckers in the store. It's like there's only two sneakers in the store, and you got a pocket full of money, but you don't have the sense of God to say, hey, let me make my own fucking sneakers. But we're afraid to make our own sneakers because we're scared that nobody else will like it. Nigga, make your own.
Yeah, but
you
yeah,
know
so
what
but,
it
but,
is.
But of course. It's not even
you ain't gotta open
it's,
the store.
It's bigger than that.
Let me just say
it's
this.
Bigger
that's
than
why,
that.
That's
because
why
we,
I was
we
saying
don't
because,
each other.
Because you know what it is? I'm going to say this bluntly. We're our own worst enemy because check this out. There's too much haters amongst us. There's too much hypocrisy amongst us as
but,
a people.
But it's bigger than the black thing, man.
So?
It's bigger than the black
thing. So?
But it's bigger than
it
the black
is
thing.
It is bigger than this.
There's nothing bigger than listen. That's wrong. Listen, that's your wrong thinking. There's nothing bigger than our shit.
How?
See, listen what I'm saying.
It's bigger
there's
than
nothing,
us, man.
Brother, listen what I'm saying. Listen, no, it's not.
I'm listening.
The Jews don't listen. Successful races that are successful that are
I
running
worried about
today, they don't think that. No, that's the point. That's the way you should think, and that's how they think. They don't worry about you because
but that's
there's
the
nothing.
Thing,
bigger,
but that's
there's
the,
nothing. Listen. There's nothing bigger than white supremacy. There's nothing bigger than the Japanese. There's nothing bigger than Asian dominance. There's nothing bigger than the Jews. This is how they think.
Let me,
how we think. And we have to think there is nothing bigger than our shit.
But brother, I will say this. None of that, whether it's a Jew, whether it's white supremacy or whatever, whoever supremacy, that never affected me from making money. That never affected me from doing what I needed to do. That's just some shit that they do, or that some people just want to say.
Because
we're too busy worrying about what everybody else. We're too busy worrying about what everybody else is doing instead of worrying about what we should be doing.
They got it from us. If you understand, these people come from Europe because we chase them into the hills. You know, chase them into the mountains. Understand when motherfuckers was in Egypt, when Egypt was doing this. 19th dynasty, whatever dynasty they was doing before white boys came in. When we was doing our shit, we wasn't concerned about nobody if he wasn't in our triangle. If he wasn't north, if he wasn't west, if he wasn't south, we wasn't concerned about you. We were all that mattered. Egypt was all that mattered. Zanzibar was all that mattered.
But my thing is this. What does it matter now? What does any of them matter now when we're here? That's what I'm saying.
Because we've done it. We've done it before. We created empires and civilizations and all kinds
Listen,
of sciences
man,
today. You have to get it in your
brother.
Mind that you don't need these people like this. We can do it with less.
Yeah, we can do it, but you got to get other people on board to do it.
Yeah.
No,
brother,
you don't.
I
not
get,
all the
I
way
get
live.
You, no,
not
listen.
All the way live.
Brother, I get.
Not all the way live.
I get where you're coming
not
from.
All the way live.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. But right now, if you know what I'm saying, if it don't have, if it don't, yeah, right now, and going forward, if it doesn't have anything to do with my village, I care not. Because
brother,
you know
your village,
if you ain't taking care of your village, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's not my problem, brother.
Your village is my village. You understand what I'm saying? If your kids get lost and they're in my village and I know who they are, I have to reach out to you, brother.
And I
that's
got
the shit
you
I'm talking
that.
About.
And vice
yes,
versa.
Yes,
I
don't trust. Yes, listen. I don't trust certain niggas, but I know I don't trust them. But I know I'm going to have to work with them. I learned that from an Asian brother. Korean guy. Used to do my suits from when I worked at Sin City. And he told me, he was like, yo, his wife's brother came to work at the laundromat with him. Yo, he couldn't stand this motherfucker. But they were cordial, he was cool. He couldn't stand him. So one day when the brother wasn't there and the owner was there, he always jokes, he always talk about girls, he always look at women, you know. The guy's like 75 years old. So I get a kick out of him. And he told me one day, because I had my brother coming into town. He said, brother, he said, oh, I got my brother-in-law that works here. I hate him. I was like, what? I never heard a Korean guy say no shit like that. I hate him. But he's my family. He's my family. You get what I'm saying? So he said, even though I don't like him, I can't stand him, we're family and we have to work together because we all.
And you're right about that.
That was 2005.
Black people don't do that.
But we don't. But do we think
black people don't
do
that?
Think like that. But do we think like that,
brother?
2000. But the question is, do we think? How do we think about that?
No, we don't.
Do we think about that?
No, we don't. We don't think like that. Because it's like, if I don't freaking like you, I'm freaking like you.
I don't trust my mother. I don't trust my mother with money. But I trust her with everything else. You dig what I'm saying? I don't give her money. I haven't given her money since 2004. Any bills she needs to pay, hey, I'll pay it for you. You know what I mean? And my mom, you know, not to put her business out there, she did some foul shit. You know what I mean? With the big money that I had, you know? But there's other people that, I don't trust you with my food, but I'll trust you with my life. I don't trust you with my food, I don't trust you with my money, but I'll trust you with my kids. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. That's how we got to range each other out. I'll trust you with my woman, but I won't trust you with my money. I'll trust you with my money, but I won't trust you with my woman. You dig what I'm saying? This is how we got to think. This is how you got to think. And to keep it moving, you know that you don't trust. I don't trust Whitey no instance. But if I'm not paid to be there, I ain't going to be around Whitey for free. You're not my buddy. You're not my friend. You're not my enemy, and you're not my friend. I'm here because I get paid. And if I didn't get paid for being here, I would not be here. My people, I love my people. I told a cop one time, I'm scared of my people. I ain't scared of no cop. My mama put fear of God and her and me at a very young age. You know what I mean? I feared her and God before I feared these streets. You dig what I'm saying? So I fear my people when I ain't doing right. And I've been doing right for a long time. So I have nothing to fear for my people. You dig
so
what I'm saying? I walk a certain way.
So So going forward, once again, and we look at all the chaos that we've been dealing with for the past, what, you know, almost 4 years. I would like Ms. Cherry. I would like Ms. Cherry to drop some knowledge on where do you see the country going if Biden wins, or where it goes if Trump wins again.
Oh man, what's this? Hi everybody, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Man, how you doing?
Oh my god!
I was waiting to jump in, but so much was going on. I wasn't really sure what we were talking about.
It's double up, baby. Come on, double up, baby. Double up, baby. Come on, baby.
Double Dutch.
All right. So, where do I see it with Trump? I think right now, what a lot of people don't realize is they're saying MAGA, right? Make America Great Again. A lot of the people that, you know, a lot of the white people, they don't remember America being quote-unquote great, because I'm assuming they're referring back to slavery. And a lot of them weren't around during that time. So what they're actually saying is stop what's happening and make America go back to the point where black people weren't conscious and angry and wanting to do something about it. Because right now it's very uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for them to see us marching in the streets. It's uncomfortable for them to know that maybe last year or 2 years ago or 4 years ago, when they did certain things, there wasn't going to be a reaction. I mean, with the George Floyd, we would march, but then after a week or two or maybe a month, it would go away, and this is not going away. And what they do see is, as a result of the marching and the protests, and in some cases, the violence that has occurred out of it, they now have to address the fear that they have. We're in their communities. It's not going to be okay. I know in my job, all of a sudden we have these clubs where they want to know what you're thinking as a black person and what can they do to make your job better. I'm working here 25 years.
Motherfucker's scared. Motherfucker's scared.
They never asked me anything about my job. They didn't ask me my opinion. I mean, well, they did, but Not in this respect as far as race relations. And it's a big part of my job now. Pretty much every week we have to have these meetings where we pretend to care about each other. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Is anything you want to talk about? No, not really. Same thing
tell
is going on for us.
Tell her I'm sexually deprived. That's what you want to know? That's what you want to know. I'm sexually deprived. That's all you need to know.
I can give him your number.
Stop, man.
You want to know something? Come on. Come on with it. You got 1,000 questions. I got 9,000 answers.
I'm sure you do. So what I see, I think what a lot of people are, like I said, a lot of the white people, it's a fear. They don't see America being great again. They just want it to stop, and they want it to go back to the way it was before Floyd or before Breonna Taylor. Before black people got angry and decided that, you know, yes, we understand that now you're going to arrest this police officer, but now we want them all looked at, and we want them all to be accountable, and we want to get rid of the, what is that? They had a punitive clause in their hiring. Their records were sealed. You know, they could have done something 2 days earlier, the same type of crime, and we didn't know about it. We're looking at them like they just had a bad day. So they want that to stop. I actually think, and I don't understand white people in this, because I don't see how they could think that President Trump is doing anything for them. If they want America to be great, they have to look over and see how bad he's made it for them.
He don't care about them money.
Oh, they don't think
about
that.
The money.
He's
not thinking
about
that.
That's the thing. He cares about the rich. He doesn't even care about white people. They think that it's going to be better with him in the office because he cares about white people. He doesn't care about white people. I was watching
let me ask you this.
Today.
Wait, real quick. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't think it's about him caring. And I agree with you on that. Do you think it's the fact that he stirred the pot in terms of racism and he's just making it seem like he feels the same way as they do and he's riding on it? And they like the fact that they have this racial spokesman that's basically saying, yo, you know, go out there and, you know, punch him in the face or, you know, do whatever you need to do. Like, do you think that's really it? Because I agree with you. He's not doing anything for them.
except for riling them up and being a mouthpiece for hate.
I don't think he's riling them up. I think he is he's pandering to them. These people are out there. He's just saying something, and they're jumping on it because that's the way that they feel. And they're looking at him to be some sort of Hitler type of leader. But I don't even think he doesn't care enough about them. Like, Hitler was about gaining control, and he had, like, a certain agenda. But I don't think Trump has an agenda. He just says something, and they all jump on it. Yes, that's exactly what he was saying. I'm not necessarily feeling like he thinks the same way they do.
Most of those white people out there doing the looting and all that old crazy shit. Little white people out there shooting at mm-hmm. motherfuckers, and you know what I mean, like all that old crazy
and,
shit.
And
I'm
looting
like,
the places.
Yeah, they out there.
Yeah.
Black Lives
yeah.
Matter. I never seen so many white people in the Black Lives situation. I thought I was watching Friends. Like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Even my mother
be like, what's that about? All them white people in Black Lives Matter. I think that's the dumbest shit ever.
I think it's a fear. I think it's a fear because in the beginning, when the Black Lives Matter movement started and they were coming out and they were saying whatever they thought they could say and there wasn't going to be any repercussions, and then people started posting, this is a racist, he lives in your neighborhood. They started to get shunned by their neighbors who, although they may feel the same, don't want to be associated with them.
Yeah, that's what Negroes was doing. Negroes was doing that.
They were coming out and saying, well, you know, this person's a racist, and if you hang out with them, we got a problem with you. We got a problem with your kids. They don't want that type of people. They may agree behind closed doors, but one thing they will not do is they won't take a bullet for each other. They will throw
you
under the bus. No, they will throw
you
under the bus.
You got to pay them. You got to pay them. You got to pay them. You best believe. You pay them. In the United States, yo, you ask a police officer, especially a new cop, would you do this job for free? If they wasn't paying you $65,000 a year, if they was paying you $25,000 a year, would you do this job? No, I wouldn't. They would not do that.
Some would still do it.
Yeah, but not
what
not
comes with
numbers,
the badge.
Not New York State has 55,000 cops retired and active or something like that. 55,000. Those numbers would dwindle. I think for white people,
when they serve like EMTs and firefighters and police, I don't think it's so much about the money. I think it's about the power. I think it's more about in their community, their families brag about them being police officers. You know, so I think they would take a pay cut. You know, if they could say, it's almost like saying,
I like
that.
For the glory.
The United States. Yeah, it's for the glory, it's for the power. People are supposed to look up to them. So as far as them doing it for $25,000, $30,000, if they could get people to admire them and get paid $25,000, I think some of them would do it. Because what else do they have going for them? What else do they have going for
them?
I feel you. I feel you. Well, not you.
I struggle to make $50,000 working in clubs and lounges. I'm like, these niggas, I'm like, fucking niggas.
But the whole thing is, there's some that do it because they know it's just that pension. It pays off in perks. It pays off somewhere in the long run. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they do it. You know, it's a good look. They know they show their badge or their credits and they can go somewhere. And, you know, somebody be like, all right, you know, you're different. Like, all right, no, he's a cop, he's good. Or he's an EMT, oh, they're good. Or
he's
military, oh, they're good. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, he must be
good.
You
know, he's here to protect us. He must be a good
person just
because he has a badge.
And you always get that, thank you for your service. Thank you for out there risking your life. Thank
you
for this. And they wear that as a badge, an honor.
Even I catch myself sometimes. I'm like, yeah, nigga, thank you. You know what I mean? Because I ain't going to be out there trying to be out there wrestling with them dudes throwing tear gas and all kinds, throwing Molotov cocktails and rocks. I'm not going to be out there doing that. But the whole thing goes down because of the way the government, the way these people do things. Like, this stuff is already planned. All this stuff is already planned out. It's supposed to be worse.
So, Ryan. you're say you're not for the police department. I get that. How do you think the issue gets resolved when we have crime in our community and our men and women step up and fill those roles?
It doesn't. It doesn't get resolved because you know why?
No,
because
it
you got the Negroes. You got the
Negroes. I'm asking you, how do you see it getting resolved?
It doesn't.
If
get
you
resolved.
Can make choices,
it starts
what?
Like my man said, it starts with the woman. It starts with the woman, and it's continued by the man.
No depression.
Hell yeah. If the woman doesn't accept certain Negroes doing certain, if the black woman doesn't accept certain Negroes doing certain things in the community, it's like, yo, hey, you know what I mean? Yo, we don't want prostitution in our community. You know what I mean? We don't want drug dealers in our community. And get these, I've seen it.
Wait, whose TV is on like that?
Not mine. Mine's on mute.
What's that background?
Mine is on mute.
And I...
Yeah, okay. I don't know who's TV.
I don't want to hear all that. Listen, if we don't accept certain things in certain communities, that's how it go down. You go to Chinatown, ain't nobody selling coochie in Chinatown out on the street like that. They do
yeah,
it. They
go
down
to the massage parlor.
Yeah.
They do the massage
yeah.
parlor. Exactly. They go to the massage
everybody
parlor.
The
and do that stuff.
But
it
the street.
They
and, you know. Yeah, ain't nobody selling drugs out on the street corner. Ain't no 24-hour stores open out there. There's certain things in the community. First, I'll give you an example. A little small town like Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon has 735 churches, in a half churches, down from 1,000. 4 square miles. And more than half of those churches are on the south side. 4 square miles. And the town is still segregated after all of these years. And they got black men. They have black men. They got a black female man. They got 24-hour stores. They got, well, not because of COVID now. I mean, the shit fucking place is shut down. You understand what I'm saying? But what it is, how it is now is how it was when I was a kid. You don't need a bunch of bars. You don't need a bunch of churches in your community. You know what I mean? You don't. That shit breeds like kids. Like, how old are you? Oh, you 18? Get your ass home. You ain't working in no street. You hanging out in the street? Get your ass home. Where's your parents? Where's your mama? You don't need to be out here on the street.
I think COVID straightened some of that out because some of these bars closed. Mm-hmm. Some of these restaurants, you know, closed or, you know, they're not able to open like they you know, for capacity like they want to. So it's kind of like a.
And I'm like, I mean, like, I'm not.
Something
I'm
like,
not
a, something
I'm
like
not,
a reset.
I'm not against anybody hanging out and partying and doing your thing. Do your fucking thing. But if you can't do it right, don't do it at all, nigga. I was like, these young boys, man, I'm like,
I'm concentrating on what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
So,
But what it is, it falls on the woman. And it's followed up by the man. Whatever the woman says in society, it's followed up by the man.
Yeah, Ms. Cherry, it's your fault.
No, I'm not blaming the woman.
Right?
I'm not blaming.
I
mean,
I know we know.
No, I'm going. Woman got a lot. A woman got a lot of power. A woman got a lot of power, but what it is, she thinks wrong. She got a whole mentality over the last 25, 30 years. Got a whole mentality, and the man got an animal mentality. Most brothers got an animal mentality. But, you know what I mean?
I disagree with you on that one, Rob.
Oh yeah.
I agree with you on the fact
that if you're not that tight.
It's not necessarily women. I think it's the community. I think as a community.
Who lives in the community? Who lives in the community?
I think as a community, men and women, we accept too much. We allow our standards to be low. And even our young men, when they're looking up to our older men that should have wisdom, that should have knowledge, that should be doing the right things, a lot of them are not. And those are their
examples.
So although you put it all on a woman, I put it on
the
woman.
You missing the wrong. You listening to the wrong thing. I'm telling you, it's pronounced by the woman. If the woman says what she wants and what she don't want in her community, it's followed up by the actions to put into play by the man. But because of a majority of the sisters that I've come across, they got a whole mentality. And the majority of some of the brothers that I ran across, they got
who
an animal.
Who do you hang out with, Ron?
I worked in clubs for 30 years.
A lot of society
to cut off because I'm like, oh, there's one sister, man, she used to get on me. She rotate dudes. She rotate dudes. She was a whole. Listen. Real quick.
Oh, Lord.
She was a homo most of her life. But she wasn't a ho-ho, like getting paid ho. But she was, you know, she liked a guy. She'd go hang out with a guy.
I know she wasn't a hoe because she's a black woman, and I know you have more respect for us than that.
She wasn't behaving
in a way that you would want to bring her home, but I know she wasn't a hoe.
I grew up with some of them too, but that's another story. But she rotates dudes, go to and from. She got a bad reputation, so now she gets 50 and got kids. Now, like, when she come at me and want to press me for marriage. I was like, you're thinking long. I said, the best you want to get out of me is a little bit of companionship.
Because she was a high profile hoe.
No, she wasn't
so
certified. She was just a ho-ho.
What made her come to you? What drew her to you as opposed to anybody else? And why do you think you keep drawing these quote-unquote hoes? These black women that are not up to your standards.
I may talk about some negative stuff, but I'm not. I don't label all black women as hoes or all black women as bad. I'm just telling you stuff so you can get an example of how some of these sisters think that you don't know that you may not associate yourself with. I'm speaking from my experience. I know you got some girlfriends that are kind
of
loose or very loose.
I do have some friends that are loose.
You know,
I can't with y'all.
You know what I mean? They might not be Jezebels. They might not be Jezebels, but they're Jezzy. They're a little Jezzy.
I consider them to be a little bit more. I don't consider them to be hoes, and I don't think
they're more
black.
What's wrong with being a Jezebel?
But. It comes back to the community. Listen. It comes back to the community. It comes back. The women have to make the thing. You put it like this. Maybe you'll understand better. When Karen goes to open her fucking mouth, and we got some Negroes across the street.
Perfect.
When Karen feels, I don't feel safe. They're doing things over there that I wouldn't normally think is safe. Could you send the cops and police are there. The police are there. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's not.
I don't understand your point.
It shouldn't be no different when Rashida opened her mouth. When Rashida opened her mouth, it shouldn't be no different when she complained to the brothers. You know what I mean? Get these brothers out of here. And if the brothers ain't listening, go on the news. We don't want drugs in our community. The black man needs to step up. Not the assemblyman, not the congressman, not the policeman. If black women get on TV. Or on the internet and say the black men need to step up.
Ron, are you saying that black men are powerless?
Hell yeah.
Because you seem to be implying that they can't do anything unless a woman starts it off.
To a degree, I feel where he's coming from.
The household,
hold
you're saying they're followers.
First
what?
Of all,
have you thought
there's a lot of black men? There's a lot of black men. That
but hold on, because we only got like 2 minutes left. I will say this: who makes a house a home? Who makes a house a home?
The woman.
Exactly.
The man just buy the house.
So that's the thing. If there was no woman to make it a home, then we really wouldn't care about the house.
That.
I know you don't
well,
because you're a woman. That's you. I know you don't.
That's you.
But I want to.
That's
I'm on
you
because
I don't live
street.
In a bubble. That's why.
I don't know.
That's why.
No, you know
I don't
what
live
it is.
In a bubble
if you look, if you look at,
can we have
look at,
whoever
this.
Was singing before. Can you sing us out?
But wait a minute. Look at the dynamics. Look at everything with the elders. You know what I'm saying? The mother was always, or the grandmother, the patriarch of the home. Of the family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, men didn't go out there and listen, a dude, single dude, they wow, they do stuff for themselves. But when they come across that one woman, you know what I'm saying, they make sacrifices, they make changes, and, you know, that's the, and of course, who is the person that changes them? So, of course,
them.
You know what I'm saying? Once again,
she might help.
They wanted
them,
to change.
Help
they wanted
better.
To do for her, but she didn't change them.
Yep, listen.
Oh my God.
Now, that's another topic. And on that note, everybody have a good night. Ron, Ms. Cherry, K Dog, and Big Red. Hope we got some things off our chest because that's this is all about. Just get some things on our chest. All right, but everybody, have a good night. Stay
I like some things on some women's chest. Some women's chest is nice.